I say,
what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jew and Ooh podcast. I am live in Edinburgh, Texas at the South Texas International Film Festival, and I got one of the most energetic guys here today. Oh my gosh, he walked in here, he showed me where everything was, and he's so darn energetic. He wanted to be on the podcast. He go, you doing interviews? I'm on here first.
That's right.
They go, and no one else but me first.
Yes.
Mr. Augie, right?
Yes,
Augie.
Yes.
I like that, man. Yes. Augie's
actually
awesome.
The name is Agustin Lozano Jr., but I am known in the community as Augie.
Augie. All right. Well, that's easy for you to remember.
Yeah, pussy.
So, Augie, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you from? Where you grew up? And all that good stuff.
I grew up in Illinois. Ooh. I married a girl from Edinburgh, Texas.
She brought
me down here. We've been married. We just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations, man.
Yes.
Wow, man. Congratulations.
Yes. It's not easy, but you know what? You got to hang in there.
Got to hang in there. Now, I will be 25 years in December.
Well, congrats.
Boom, baby.
Yo, you got it, man. You got it.
So, I mean, let's talk about when you got down here. What was the whole, the journey down here?
In the beginning, it was nothing here.
Right.
I mean, it was just a lot of grapefruit, a lot of oranges, a lot of cotton, a lot of pepino, dirt roads like you have no earthly idea. And it was hot.
Oh, well, that hasn't changed.
That has not changed. I think it's gotten hotter.
Yeah.
But other than that, about 11 years ago, Leti Leija from the library, the director, when they started Jardín de Arte here in the square,
right?
She saw me, and then Edna Peña también Alcahueta.
Augie,
please come and join our organization, please. We need you.
When people beg you to do stuff, they want you to do stuff for them.
And you know what? That is so true. And then they knew that I worked for Bert Ogden Auto Group.
There you go.
And, we give to the community. And the owners, Janet and Bob Vacker. That's V-A-C-K-A-R, not E-R.
All right.
That's very important to know. And they've been so supportive of the Edinburgh Arts Foundation. Edinburgh Arts Foundation supports the arts.
Okay.
So look how far we've come. This is about 15 years. We finally got the amphitheater. Now, this used to be the old Sam Houston School that was built back in 1920, where Robert C. Vacker went to school, and Vivian Martin, who is on our board.
Oh, wow. Big shout out to them, man. Big shout out to them. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, the school had asbestos, and the walls were falling apart.
Yeah.
So the city said, you know what? We're going to tear this puppy down and build something like
this.
And it's been a nice journey. It has been worthwhile because this is for our community, our Rio Grande Valley.
There you go. And the next question is, like, coming into the arts itself, what made you want to jump into that? I mean, follow that passion.
I love art.
Okay.
I used to do model cars, put them together, paint them, and it's just the love. And then I would start drawing. I have this special drawing that I have not thrown away. It's como un señor with glasses, and believe it or not, I came across that human being in my years, and I'm going, wait a minute, I know you.
you had a Danny Trejo moment where you had the tattoo of Selma Hayek on his chest.
You know what? You're absolutely right. But in overall, I love all these kids that can, they're 10 years old, 11 years old, and not only can they draw, but their brain is, they want to do so much
because they're
so intelligent.
Yeah.
It's just the brain is going 100 miles an hour. I want to do this. I want to do that. And that's what caught my eye, the education. And now that I work, I've been with Bert Ogden 23 years, and their mission is education.
There you go.
And I stress everybody, especially the parents. Sometimes the parents are not all there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, I'm growing in a household. I'm not saying that they're all there. It's just that it's, I guess you could say that they're like kind of the reality check. on top of Reality Check. I mean, not to cut anybody's dreams, but you know, it's always good to have a fallback, a second plan. You know, you should chase your dreams.
Absolutely.
But you also want to have the cushion to fall back on, you know, and I think that's what parents try to do nowadays. You know, like you say you want to be a movie star, está bien, pero se agarre trabajo aquí en el HEB or Home Depot nomás, you know, para tener eso.
You know what? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with putting your kids to work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whether it's the yard or go help the grandma, grandpa cut the grass or go paint a house. Mm-hmm. You want to do good, help thy neighbor.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm asking.
Right.
And do not be afraid of your parents. They're there to help you. Now, if you start screaming, of course they're going to get defensive. Anybody would. I would. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I would also.
Calm down. Calm down. And I know especially at 12, 13 years old, they're going into metaphors. Yo, cuckoo.
Oh, I think I got enough gray hair for that, buddy. Yeah.
But anyway, the art. Mm-hmm. We have so much talent in our Rio Grande Valley. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Yes.
So we got to put it to work. And everybody in our Rio Grande Valley is doing something about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this is one of the things here at South Texas International Film Festival that all these movies.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, from the first time, like I said, this is our third year here, kind of hosting a live feed on Facebook here in our podcast. But it's grown. It's grown. More movies have popped up on the mall. More actors, directors, people that say, you know what, I want to make a movie. I mean, these guys can do it. I can do it too. I mean, it's all right here. You can start off right here.
Right here.
Oh, that's my beautiful wife. That's for me. But yeah, it's all right here.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's you have to have the ambition. You got to have like me say mi papá, los ganas.
Yeah.
You need to do it.
And don't do it mañana.
No.
No. Ahorita.
Right now. Yeah.
I have a coworker that says, "Oh, can we do this?" You're asked, "Can we?" I said, "Why don't you say, let's do this?"
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. It's hot, but we can do it.
Right.
Not mañana. Yeah. It's now.
Yeah, I got you.
And stay in school.
Yes. The most important thing, yes. You need resume and education on your back, you know, regardlessly, wherever you go, whatever you do in life, you need to have that education.
A lot of people says, well, I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be an attorney. I want to be a mechanic. Okay. But you know what? My suggestion to you all, go to STC.
There you go.
Get 2 years. You got to know your mathematics. You got to know your English. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of con artists out there, because if you don't know what 2 and 2 is, they're going to hit you, man.
I hear you.
They're going to hit you. So it's important.
Yeah.
The education is very important. Why do I stress that? Because eventually you're going to be making millions if you're an artist or a movie star, and you don't want to be pícate los ojos.
It's so true, though. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And through the years that you've been associated with the South Texas International Fish Festival, what have you seen now? I mean, you've seen more of a growth in it as far as the community more involved now than it was before?
And you know what? You're absolutely right. They're coming together. You know, we have Bronzeville.
Right. I saw that walking in.
You know,
I saw that walking in.
And this is their first time, and I talked to them, and it's just amazing. And they gave me the business card, which I tend to stay in touch with them. Mm-hmm. Esta Eva Milan and Daphne Maldonado, Bronzeville. Visit Bronzeville. And you know what? There's a lot of culture in all our Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah, there is.
You know, it's the buildings. Especially in Rio Grande City. And if you haven't been to Bronzeville or here in Edinburgh, you need to look. You need to look and conquer our Rio Grande Valley. And some of these films that you've been watching, let me tell you, this is a gem. Our Rio Grande Valley is gem. I remember coming back from a big city in Dallas or Houston, you know what? There were like maybe 20 passengers. Now, you can't get a seat till the next plane.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you know, los abuelitos are winter Texans. Guess what? they're bringing their children, and their children love the weather here. It's crazy, like SpaceX. Wow, can you imagine SpaceX in our Rio Grande Valley?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's there. I mean, it's out there. I mean, I'm one of those guys that works at an electrical and a plumbing place, and we do get orders from that area, and it's slowly getting built. Wow. It's crazy, man, to think that something that huge is in the RGV to itself to be here. You know, and that's the crazy thing. You would always think, well, you know, nothing ever big will come down to the RGV. Nothing real big is going to be, you know, here for us to, you know, value. Boy, through the years I've lived, I was wrong.
You were way wrong. Absolutely wrong. And just like our expressway here in Far.
Yes, I
might. What do you mean, little chiquito? Look at it now, man. Whoa.
Yeah, it's about at least four lanes now going up to Glory.
And not only that, the thing is that they're going to have to do another higher.
Yeah.
Like the big cities, they're going to. Let me tell you something. Yes, mm-hmm. I hope I get to see it. But anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. I got a Mandito saying, what festival is the South Texas Festival, buddy? Here in Edinburgh, Texas, South Texas International Film Festival.
Yes.
Located here in Edinburgh, Texas, right in the center, real close to the courthouse. Just come out here and check it out. Also, a big shout out to Brian Davis from the Average Boy Podcast. What's going on, guy? Man, I'm glad you're watching. Thanks for watching, man. And also, the big shout out also to Comment Menu. You said you're gonna be out here, bro. You're gonna come. You come into the podcast. You're gonna be on the podcast. So you better head out, Comment Menu, because this guy's gonna be here all day.
Yes. And one thing that you all need to know, that we're gonna have a football team for next year. Los Vaqueros.
That's true.
Yeah, UTRGV Los Vaqueros. They already had their first practice.
I have to get my first cap for that.
Yeah,
bad
with
boy.
The big V.
It's right. Well, for the last name, too, you know, it is Velasquez. So I got to have the V, bro. I got to have it there, baby. I got to have it there. But yeah. You know, my the color's orange, it is.
No.
Verde, verdad? Verde?
No, it's kind of an orangey.
Orangey. I mean, I like the colors. I'm not going to lie, but it's a great colors, man. Great colors. So, and as far as, I mean, like I said, we're talking about the International Festival, how slowly, gradually getting bigger through the years. I've seen the last 3 years now that there's more people coming in, more the community is being more involved. People are learning that this is a free event.
Yes, it is.
It's a free event. We got movies happening in back of us and in front of us right now. A total of, I think, 4 or 5 screens.
Yes.
Nonstop of movies here from the RGV.
Were you here when Lou Phillip was here?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Big shout out to Mr. Phillip, Lou Diamond Phillips. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to interview him. I wish I could have, but I did have a beer with a man. I had a beer with man that, and I'll take it. That's off my bucket list. And another great person that's also a big, big supporter of this is also Mr. Valente Rodriguez.
Oh my goodness,
Valente Rodriguez,
local boy.
Yes, he's been on our podcast. If he comes in today, this will be 3 times he's been on our podcast. The first time it was last year. I got him on the pod. Second time was just recently. I think it was in August or June. He came to our studio. And did a live interview. That was just amazing.
Oh, he went over to Westlake?
He went to Westlake.
Wow, that is amazing. He's a cool guy.
And today, what we have today going on, I hope he comes by. That'll be number 3 for us.
Yeah.
So, and all the local, the celebrity guests, that I hope we get to interview every single one of them.
Well,
and that'll be something great to have, to show not only the whole state of Texas or the whole RGV 956, that you can get wonderful things down here. You just got to go look for them.
Yes, you got to ask. That's why God gave us a tongue.
Yep, you need to ask. You need to get informed. All these great stuff that's going on here in the RGV. You can't just single yourself out and say, pues no hay nada. Voy a la casa.
No, there's things to do. Mm-hmm. I need to share. When we started Jardín de Arte mm-hmm. in City Hall, mm-hmm. People started coming out. Number 7, 8 o'clock, it was empty.
Really?
Second year, it got better. Third year, ya no se querían ir. They didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
Because of the activities, the music.
Right.
And look at us now.
Yes.
You know, we have all these beautiful festivals, El Día de los Muertos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just. But anyway.
I got people pointing at you from outside the camera.
Look, the man.
There you go.
Hey,
people know. People know who he is, man. He's just a superstar of the RGV in Edinburgh, Texas, man. I mean, hobbies, times when you're not doing anything. What do you like doing in your spare time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a nice garden.
There you
but
go.
I like to collect butterflies, anything that is steel.
Wow.
I just purchased 4 antique steel chairs.
Nice.
Very nice. And I'm fixing them so I can have my grandchildren. I made a little patio for the big old burner for winter. You know, they like marshmallows and all that.
The s'mores.
The s'mores.
Gotcha.
So I like that. That's my hobby. I like to paint them, sand them.
There you go.
And matter of fact, I just had a barbecue pit made. And believe it or not, I'm a Cubby fan. I'm sorry.
Hey, wow.
But you know what? The guy that did the pit, the weights, he put cups here and 2 balls here.
Baseballs?
Baseballs. Oh, my God. But it can barbecue forever and ever.
Chicago style, Papa.
That's right, Papa.
Chicago style.
Those ribs.
I'm going to take you up on that. I am a big food critic myself, man.
And matter of fact, the people that are coming from Monterrey, they're bringing in ribeyes.
Oh, papacito.
The meat is different, but you know what? He says, Augie, I'll bring the meat. I'll bring the tortillas.
¿A qué horas comienzo eso, boss?
Mañana.
My diet starts tomorrow, bro.
Hey, take it easy. Well, we can leave it the diet for the next week.
For the next week.
Well, but ladies and gentlemen, let me just share. We're here. We're a nonprofit organization. Your support is really appreciated. We are the Edinburgh Arts Foundation.
There you go.
So support us.
There you go.
You need to come and support your community wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And get involved with us.
Yes.
Get involved. Yes. When you're a board member, it's not just the title. It's a working board.
Yeah.
You need to show that you care, that you want to. And it's got to come from the heart.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Exactly.
So that's what, can you imagine going on my 11th year? And I have another lady that's been here since the beginning, which is 15 years.
Oh, yeah, nomás.
Yeah, we're trying and, you know, we raise money and we have beer fest and we're just very active.
Did you all hear the secret word?
Beer.
He said beer.
Well, not tonight. Here. Not today.
Not here. No beer here. But I'm gonna do something. We've been doing this for the last, well, this will be the third, 2 years. This is year 3 with us. And every guest that comes on the show gets an official water, liquid death water. It's water, guys. It's not beer. It's
agua.
And it's done great with the guests for the last 3 years. Now the third year now. This is a gift from us to you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I appreciate you taking the time to be
liquid
with us.
Liquid death?
This mountain water.
Folks, make sure it's mountain water.
But yeah, man. He goes, you have me a beer. Yes, of course. Of course, Brian. Like I said, if it was a Pee Wee Herman show, you know,
hey.
Playhouse, you would have said, I would have been doing that right now for the word beer. That is the name. Every time you hear beer, just put on the screen. That'd be great. But I mean, like I said, what you're doing here in the RGV in Edinburgh, Texas itself.
956.
It's amazing to have these festivals, opportunity that's available now for these young entrepreneurs that are
coming
up.
They're the future.
Yes, they're the future. And it gets to me like, man, I wish I was born a little bit later on, maybe in the late 80s, because I would have gotten this in my back pocket.
Yes.
You know, and now that I'm doing podcasts and all that stuff, it would have been something, you know, for me to jump on that wave and ride it. But now that I'm doing podcasts and it's doing so well,
yes.
I mean, I'm good where I'm at. I'm good.
Well,
I'm good where I'm at.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time. This is such a great opportunity to share the love.
Yes.
Share the community.
Yes.
Get involved. So if you're going to get involved with any board, it's a working board.
Right.
Remember that. You got to work. Now, if you're a senior citizen, don't carry anything heavy.
There you go.
Have the young ones help
you out.
There
you go. Don't work harder. Work smarter.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Audie, for coming out with us, man.
On the contrary, thank you for having me.
No, I mean, thank you for letting us come out here to do what we do and introducing all our Facebook fans into something new into the RGB, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
And, I mean, take what's going on, man. Is the knowing a lot of people are secondly walking by right now out of theaters. Thank you so much.
On the contrary, thank you, and many blessings.
Oh, thank you. Many blessings to you. You know what? It's like two ships finally meeting each other already, because 50 years, 25 years.
Yo!
There you go, man. I think I see my future already, man.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I appreciate many blessings to all.
Don't forget your liquid death. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Guys, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. We got a lot more in store for you. We have a lot more guests on the podcast. Just stay clear. I'll be having more people come on. So we're going to log off for a little bit. You know what? I mean, before we log off, let me go ahead and say a big thank you to our sponsors, man, real quick. Let me log that up there. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Guys, give Juan a call at 956-865-9622 or Jerry 956-478-5316. They are licensed plumbers. You want to give these guys a call. There's some commercials out there for them already. No, they are not a Chippendale plumbing service. They're actually plumbers. So give them a call if you have any questions or stuff you need to get looked at your home for residential. Commercial, I'm not really sure, but you might want to ask. Like I said, licensed plumber. Remember, your crap is their bread and butter, guys. Also, big shout out to Lalito right down the street, man. Press Start Gaming. Buy, sell, trade. Give them a call at 956-215-6254. You're looking for used games. Trade, sell, buy. Even I believe they have figurines and toys, collectibles, guys. They're located here in Edinburgh at 521 South Closters Boulevard. You need to be Edinburgh, Texas 7539. Give them a call and let them know Chewy New sent you. Also, a big shout out to the Buzz Bull Creamery located in Westaco, Texas, 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. If you ever had infused ice cream, liquored ice cream, these are the guys you want to call. Talk to Reedy. Let her know that Chewing New sent you, man. Also, big shout out to Anoros Constructions. These guys will renovate residential, commercial. They've done great jobs. They've done so much for the community, man. Give them a call at 956-363-7195 and let them know Chewing New sent you, man. Great guys. And they're all big hearts, man. Great hardcore craftsmanship. And last but not least, the Rabbit Hole located in Palmview, Texas. Give them a call at 956-599-0103. I believe they just got recently restocked for something. I don't know whether the messages here are helping or not, but you have them selling off the bang right now. So you want to go ahead and reach out to them, find out the location, see what is available. They will be closing down in a couple of months, but I know a lot of stuff is on discount, which you have liquor, smoke, tattoo products, and also adult novelties. Give them a call, guys. They will gladly help you out. Guys, we will be back in a few minutes. Like I said, let me get that. I got people walking in the background. We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned because we have a lot more to come. Chewy New Podcast, live at South Texas International Film Festival. If you're not here, where are you, man? We're right here in the center of Edinburgh, Texas. City of Edinburgh, Texas, man. Look it up on Facebook and you'll find exactly where it's at. We'll be back in two shakes, guys. What's going on, guys? We are back once again live from Edinburgh, Texas, the South Texas International Fishbowl. This guy right here, you got to know who this guy, man. Give him your name, man.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Ray Bettis, Ray? A.K.A. Juani Det, A.K.A. South Texas Chong.
There you go. What is up, man? How you been, dude?
Dude, I've been great, man.
Yeah, well, no, that's good, man. I know we had you. Wow, man. I know I've seen you here a couple of times, the last couple of times here at the South Texas International Film Festival.
So in 2022, I won Best Actor RGV.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It was all over Facebook, man. I saw that.
So 2 years ago, I won Best Actor RGV for the short film called This Is Who I Was by Zach Rodriguez. He's got a couple of films that are nominated this year too. Make sure you guys buy tickets for the awards gala tomorrow.
Yes.
I think they might have like 20 left or so. So try to get some if you can. Today I'm here because this year I was in two short films by Judas Tanguma.
There you go.
One was for the 48-hour film festival, the film race.
Oh, that one's fun. That one was a lot of fun.
It was my first time participating. The film was called Life on Paper, and he actually won two awards last night. He got best script and best title sequence.
Wow!
So that was really fun to do. And another short film that I was in of his was called Serial Killers Anonymous. Oh. It debuted on Thursday, and they just showed it today.
Darn it, man!
4:30 p.m.
I love those. I love watching movies like that. Man, I'm not saying I'm a serial killer buff. I just want to let you know right now. But I love stuff like that.
You
would have
loved this one, man.
Yeah, man. Last time we had you on the show, I think it was on our old show with my brother and I, with the EQ podcast.
Yes.
You know, we had you up there, and it was great having you on, and we were wanting to get you back on the Chewy New, but you got so busy, you started doing theater.
Yeah.
After that, man, you said you were up for it. I'm not sure at that time.
Yeah.
It was for, oh my goodness, I don't know what act it was.
I did some stuff with the FARC Community
Theater. So
I did actually two plays since then. I've done two plays since then. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get involved. Because acting on film is way different than acting on stage, but you know, loving the craft and the art, you want to take advantage of all aspects of it. And so it's been great, man. I got back into music for a little bit. I
picked up that six stringer again, didn't you?
Yeah, picked up the six stringer again. But my drum. But you'll find me on there, Ray Perez. I'll post videos of me and my daughter doing duets.
Right.
I play guitar. She sings. She sings beautifully. And so probably going to start doing that. I just want to keep busy. In the arts, keep creating.
Yeah, I know. I know you had told us last time that it was like a second chance, a second reborn.
Yeah,
for you, man.
Yeah, it's like now I'm calling it more like my third midlife crisis.
There you go. Hey, it's good to have some time to have a little bit of a midlife crisis, man.
Yeah. It's lighting a fire under my butt.
And there you go.
Getting up and doing stuff because it's all about just doing it.
Right.
It's real easy. The easiest thing to do is nothing.
Right.
That's the easiest thing to do. Just like you getting all your stuff, packing up and coming out here. We appreciate you doing all
thank
this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know
so
what
much.
I mean? Because this is great what you're doing. And you've been doing it for a while and we appreciate it.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years, baby. Yeah. 5 years.
5 years is this third year here at the South Texas International Film Festival.
Yes, yes.
And so I think the most important thing about what you do is that it brings awareness to people.
Yes.
Because people in the Valley have this tendency to believe that nothing's going on.
Yes.
Man, there's a lot going on. There's a lot happening every single day.
Yeah.
And people like you and programs like yours that interview local actors and musicians and people that are making music videos.
Right.
You're letting the public know that all this stuff is out there for y'all, man.
Right.
And
exactly.
There's no reason for anybody to talk smack about the Valley. Yeah, we have it all.
No, yeah. It's all available to us. I mean, as far as people coming in, even if you're just drifting by, you're gonna find something to do.
Absolutely,
you're gonna find something to do, man. It's we're starting to be a quick mixing pot down here, man.
Mm-hmm. And this event in particular, South Texas International Film Festival, I really love because they're doing everything the right way.
Right,
like, it's the Valley, but I'm gonna tell you right now, none of this is Rancho.
No,
they're not doing anything ghetto. No. They're not doing anything the wrong way. Everything is legit. Everything is professional. Everything, like the first time I came 2 years ago when I went to the gala and I won the award, I thought I was in Hollywood, dude.
There you go.
Red carpet, celebrities everywhere, your paparazzi, you know. You were there.
Calmate. I'm not listed as a paparazzi. No, soy TMZ, bro. Calmate.
The TMZ of the Valley, bro.
That would be something really wrong, bro. Getting death threats every day, bro. I know secrets. No, but no, man. I mean, shifting gears like you did now, do you feel, as far as a life aspect of what you used to do before, total different now? I mean, is it a different view in, as far as like a different view of you in your lifestyle, your life now? People that are surrounding you, finding more great people to surround yourself with?
It is, but at the same time, and I'm going to be completely honest with you because you have the ability to bring that out of people when you interview that. I think you make me very comfortable. So I feel comfortable enough to say that as things get better in life, and this is a conundrum that I'm very confused by, but I'm starting to face it. So as things get better, it almost feels like it gets harder because you're leveling up.
Exactly.
And so it's like, okay, you wanted a better life, but it's harder up here,
right,
Papa. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's
like, exactly.
You can't give up. You've got to keep going. So that determination, it's something that you got to figure out a way to fester and incubate and keep it growing. You know, keep something motivating you, because it's very easy to fall off. In fact, I just saw an old video that I posted maybe about a year ago where I was talking about how the path is like, it's like a tightrope, you know, you want to do good, but like a tightrope, you got to have balance, man.
Exactly.
You can fall off real easy. Yeah. So as things in my life are getting better, the risk of me losing more is there too. So I get a deeper appreciation for what I have and I'm grateful for what I have.
That's awesome.
I just want to keep going and keep doing good and keep creating and keep being positive.
That's awesome, man. I mean, the videos that you've posted back in the day, I mean, they were hilarious. I loved them, man. To see that, like I said, shifting gears what you've done.
Speaking of funny, another thing I'm doing now is I'm hosting a comedy open mic every Wednesday at the Gremlin in McAllen.
Oh, no kidding.
So every Wednesday I'm there, I'm hosting a comedy open mic. And so I'm working on stand-up comedy now too.
It's
a blast. It's a blast.
Look at you, man. Jack of all trades, man. That's awesome, bro. Yes, that's awesome. And he goes, I got Peacock. This guy's always coming. I thought it was George Lopez.
I don't know.
That's your call. That's your call. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. But shifting gears to what I've seen.
Fuck that puto. I'm just kidding.
All great. We lost everybody. No, we're down to like zero now. I've seen that you're right. I mean, to live that lifestyle, the tightrope, not only you have to keep the balance, but that rope gets thinner and thinner and thinner.
It makes it more difficult
to get on that platform you want to. But if you work hard enough and you're focused, you will get there.
Yes.
You know, and seeing the last couple of years, and the last year that I've seen you before, now doing all stage, theater, movies, you know, you can see the transformation changing in you, the attitude, you know, the humbleness. Since the first day we met you, you've always been humble.
Thank you.
Yeah, straight after that. But you've seen the transformation happen, that you've started your theater, you know, at first a little shaky, you're getting it, but you get the hang of it. And then all of a sudden, you know what? I want to try something new. You jumped to something. You started doing video work. And it just keeps getting better and better and better. So you can pretty much say practice makes perfect.
Yes.
So, I mean, is there any advice you can give to these young entrepreneurs that are coming, either TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, that are trying to follow that path, that means to get to almost to what your level is and where the level you're trying to get to?
Yes. The best advice that I could give anybody, and like you said, that specific demographic you're talking about, but you can use this across the board for anything, is create. Create, create, create. Don't stop. Don't stop. Whatever you think, even if you think it's not good, put it down, write it down, record it, save it. Because the genius thoughts come in and they fly away as fast as they come in. You lose them and they're gone forever.
Exactly.
And if you throw 1,000 darts, one of them's going to hit the bullseye. And that's the key.
I like that.
You got to keep throwing.
I like that. I like that analogy. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
But one's bound to hit the target.
One's going to hit. Just keep going. Yeah. Don't give up. Keep trying.
I hear you.
And it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You want to do something you love that's artistic and creative. You do it because everything that's artistic and creative and that is based from just love and living just makes the world a better place.
Right.
Forget about everything that's happening, because the only thing that we can do to make it better is to create positive, give inspiration, like That's all we can do here locally. We start here and it'll spread everywhere else. Exactly. But don't give up. Keep doing what you love.
Yeah, that's good. That's good that you give that advice to those youngins that are coming up to the mainstream trying to make something big of themselves, you know. It's crazy, man. I mean, like I said before, I've been seeing you through the years and now where you're at. Have the respect that comes with the territory now that you're doing film, I mean, do you receive the same respect back as you give it, as far as like other actors or directors that come up to you and ask to be on their film?
No. The community here is very respectful, especially everybody that I've ever worked with is completely respectful. All the other actors, we all support each other.
Right.
We, as actors, we understand that nothing would be possible without the crew, you know, and the director as well. The director knows that he needs everybody. So it's a beautiful example of teamwork.
Right.
Of how it takes a whole team of a bunch of people and everybody has their little job and their little cucharita. And then at the end, you get this beautiful, you know, delicious thing that everybody else gets to enjoy.
Right, exactly. You know,
so that's the reward in that. But no, the film community down here has been very respectful. Everybody's cool. I don't see – there's no beefs or anything as far as I know. Like, everybody's cool because it's – if we want it to grow, we got to work together.
Exactly.
You know, just like everybody in the music scene always talks about, like, we got to get together. We got to get united. Like, hip-hop this and rock that.
Right.
Like, nah, man, in film, it's everybody's, like, you got people that are doing documentaries here. Mm-hmm. You got people that are doing short films. You got students that have never done it before.
Right.
And you got any type of genre, horror flicks, you know.
Yeah.
Anything, and everybody is here and everybody welcomes each other and everybody appreciates each other, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right. No, that's awesome, man. It's good to know that. I mean, as far as the humbleness is still there, I can still see it, I still hear it, man. And as far as growing in this genre that you are in now, the filmmaking on that, is there anything maybe in the future that you're looking at to do, or is there something in the making right now? Are you any movies coming up that we should look forward to?
Yes.
Any film.
Always something in the making. There's always something up here in the making.
Something's always processing just up here. Keep,
there's some things I can't talk about yet.
I am in a gag order.
The NDAs, all the NDAs that I signed.
But like I said, to Augie, he was our first guest on the show for the last 2 years. It's our third year. We always give our guests a little something when they come on the podcast. And he got himself some Liquid Death mountain water for my buddy here. Oh my God. So you can enjoy that. Everybody that comes on our podcast is here in the Chewy podcast. As far as South Texas International gets a Liquid Death every single time. And if you look into our Facebook page, you'll see me actually giving La Llorona a Liquid Death live on film. So look for it. It's on our Facebook page. That was last year at last year's South Texas International Film Festival. But man, I appreciate you, man. Everything you're doing, great. As far as entertainment wise, your future does look bright. I've seen the stuff you've done. All I can say is best luck and wishes to you, man. Keep pushing. Just kind of be like a role model for these guys that want to follow you in your footsteps. That's the only thing, you know, because when you reach that platform, the microscope is right on you. Any little thing you do, anything, you know, I'm gonna sound like a Bobby Brown record. Any little step I take, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they keep an eye on you, and they want to know, was this guy, look what he's doing. Oh, watch out what he did. And he wants me to know, that's not the plan. You know, you have to understand there are mistakes that happen in life. The best way to do it is to correct it. You know, and so far that I've seen, you've done everything in the green. You're not in the red anymore. You never were in the red. You were right in the middle, but now you're like wrestling in the green.
Thank you.
So all I can say is like best wishes, good luck,
thank you.
Continue your success, man.
Awesome.
Like, man, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for coming to the podcast, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot more gold. This guy got gold because he hasn't eaten yet. He needs to get some food in his system. So we'll be back. But he's got Liquid Death in his system now. He's going to kill his thirst. We'll see you in a couple, man. A couple of more gusts are coming on the way. Stay tuned. By the, now, they're coming in as hot case, guys. I had it on mute right now. Oh, my gosh. They go, what the hell? What did you just say? No, like I said, we got a lot of great entrepreneurs. Big shout out to Ray, man, for coming on the podcast, man. Great guy, great actor, you know, and many know him as Johnny Depp. Just for a couple of people that are asking, like, who's that guy? But yeah, Johnny Depp is what, you know, here we go. Now they're adding more stuff on. I don't want to go to that. But anyways, guys, we got two gentlemen on the podcast. Introduce yourself.
My name is Paolo Santiago.
And my name is Johan Dano.
And gentlemen, right here on the right side of your screen is nominated for Best Actor this year. Oh my gosh. Look at you. So tell me a little bit. Let's start off. Let's talk to the nominee first to be in the nice side here, you know, because we got the spotlight on him right now. No pressure. No, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and where you grew up, man. Go ahead.
So originally I was born in the Philippines, and then I emigrated here when I was 4 years old.
Okay.
And I had a love for film because my dad, he was a mass comms major, and he loved movies too. So he was showing me movies all the time and showing me a bunch of like really cool stuff. So I got really into filmmaking, and I grew up around the YouTube era.
Oh, there you go.
So it was like filmmaking, you know, for fun became a thing that we did, you know, performing for with the world stage was really cool. And then I got into writing and directing filmmaking, because when I did theater here at UTRGV, I wasn't getting the roles that I wanted. So it was kind of petty.
Right, you know, lame.
So I was like, let me make my own film. And so with Johan, I co-directed and co-wrote this this film that we're nominated for. And it was so cool. It was very gratifying because I did this just so I could get more roles, and I'm nominated for acting. So that's
awesome, man. That's a cool flex. That's awesome. That's cool to know that. I mean, when you decide to do something and then something bigger comes along on top of it, you know, you weren't expecting. Anyway, that's awesome. That's an awesome feeling. So, and the movie you actually are nominated for Best Actor, tell me a little bit about it.
It's called A Boy Named Peter.
Okay.
And it's about two brothers. One brother had a traumatic experience at a party, and he's trying to tell his brother, his older brother, what happened for comfort. And his brother is, it's just a conversation that these two have with flashbacks, and it reveals itself. I don't want to reveal too much.
No, reveal anything.
But it is a really, it's a dramatic, suspenseful, but also sometimes funny movie, under 16 minutes.
Okay.
And, it was made, usually, I genuinely made it to showcase Filipino Americans. So we used a lot of our honorifics. Since I'm the older brother, he calls me Kuya, which means older brother.
Okay.
And we talk about our Lola, which is Abuela for you.
Abuela, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a very important movie for me, but I think it's an important movie for anyone who's been an older or younger sibling.
Right. Now, being the director, if I'm not mistaken, right? Being behind the man, was it doing this? I mean, what were your roles behind the film? I mean,
well, I also acted in it.
Oh, you acted also?
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Cool.
I was Peter.
Okay, all right, all right.
So I love this dynamic that we had between us, because through, like, we've actually known each other for such a long time. Like, our parents have known each other, and I'm actually a single child.
Okay.
And I got to experience, like, brotherhood with him.
All
and
right.
It came so naturally because he's such an amazing actor. And working with him felt honestly seamless. Like, there was no setbacks or anything like that.
Okay. So, I mean, and you say this is it like a movie or is it like a documentary?
It's a short film.
A short film. So how long is it again?
16 minutes.
16 minutes. Man, to be so compact to see, you think 60 minutes, oh, it's not that long. But when you sit down and watch it, you're like, wow, this is actually a pretty long film.
Yeah.
You know, and doing the concept, like, I mean, the idea itself. I mean, you wrote the idea?
I did, yes. The short film, I always take short film ideas from TV episodes. Like, a good TV episode pilot is like 16 to 20 minutes.
Right, exactly.
So I was like, how do they do it? And it's all about, like, not how much information you can pack, but how much information you can infer.
Right.
You know, with relationships and how you can grip the audience immediately.
Right.
So that was what was important when it came to making it work for 16 minutes.
Right.
If I had my way, it would have been an hour and 35.
Well, yeah, of course.
But I think
we're trying to make a point here.
Exactly. Just so I can beat him more.
Right.
But he's speaking of, because he mentioned he was an actor. He was an amazing actor in the film as well. And it wouldn't have worked if I didn't find not only a Filipino actor to bring the point home of representation,
right,
but a really good Filipino actor.
Right.
So I almost wrote the role around him when I did it, because
I think
we had just auditioned for something and you were upset about.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you know what? I've been in a situation before and no one has helped me.
Right.
So let me do that for you, what was not done for me.
Right. And that, well, I mean, consider the fact
doing the film, both of you guys doing the film itself. I mean, did it feel like, did it come naturally? I mean, was there any like aspects of, no, you're doing it wrong, or no, let's do this way? Was there any like in between discussions between the scenes?
There was a process.
I love that. Well, there was a process.
Like to the climax when I was crying about something.
Uh-huh.
We had to retake that a lot because we were trying to figure out what kind of ways we wanted to, you know, deliver lines.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like through his direction, because I was acting at the time, it came together like completely.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
The big thing about it was Johan is a theater actor.
Oh.
And it's very different from film.
Yes. That's what I was talking to Mr. Ray right now. Mm-hmm. He was telling me it's totally different. A switch gears, so say.
It's all about like subtlety and like all the expressions that make you big in theater. You have to like focus them in your face.
Right.
And that was one of the things I told Johan that he fully understood, you know, when we were doing that. And I think the difficult part for me was acting and directing. So I had to be ready for the scene because I didn't have anyone to tell me, oh, I want it this way, I want it that way.
Right.
So I had to prepare like beforehand and everything.
Okay. That's awesome, man. I mean, and as far as just film wise, I've been here for the last 3 years and I always totally forget. Now I'm going to ask, where can people go and see these short films? Are they posted on YouTube? Are they posted on Facebook? Are they posted on Instagram? Where can they go?
After the film festival is finished, I'm going to post it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, plug it in.
Oh, yeah. So my YouTube is Paolo Honey. Subscribe and you'll be able to see the film when it's out. I just want to make sure, because if we win or lose the nomination, I want to be able to put nominated film or winning film. That would be really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I mean, do you have some social medias that they can reach out to you guys?
My Instagram is Kashuted and Johan Kinda Cool on TikTok.
All right.
Yes, my Instagram is Paolo Brusset Santiago. That's hard to spell, so I'm going to give them my music Instagram, which is Orpheus Bloom, Orpheus Bloom. You can follow me on there. I also post music and film stuff as well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Music. You're saying music. So you're a musician on the side also?
Yes, I actually composed the music for the film.
Look at that, man. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Man, this is what I'm talking about, guys. On the RGB, man. Non-stop multi-talented people here in the RGB, bro. You know, you cannot, if you say that nothing's going on, it's a load of BS, man, because there's something always going on here, and people have the talent to do it, and that sunlight's hitting us, but it's like a ray from God.
I also want to say real quick, our film, you know, wouldn't have worked without any of the background, like, cast and crew.
Cinematographer.
Our cinematographer, Ron, he is so talented. Mm-hmm. I met him, and I was like, that's how I know this film is capable of being made, because he worked with Cooper Fondetta. He was like he worked with them. He has his own production company.
Oh.
He's a fantastic cinematographer. So if anyone's looking for a cinematographer, Ronaldo Gonzalez is who you should hit up. He's
your very own productions.
Your very own productions. That's what it's called. And my friends Angie and Anthony, they helped with sound, and our actors Dario and Kiana, and they were so it wouldn't they we had they had scenes in the for flashbacks, but they were wordless. They didn't have any lines, so a lot of their acting was all in
facial,
their face, and they were so good. So I want to shout them out, because as much as it's cool that we're promoting it, I want to also, you know, give a shout out to them, because they were fantastic, and it would
that's awesome. That's
this
awesome.
Also does explore other topics like LGBTQ.
Okay,
you know. Mm-hmm. Harm.
Okay.
Yeah, and gun violence. You know, in the valley, emotions run pretty high. And I had an experience when I was just like 6 years old where a gun was pulled out at a party.
Oh,
and
wow.
Lives were lost. And I wanted to sort of confront my trauma with that film.
I got you.
And also talk about LGBTQ youth and how sometimes violence is perpetuated towards them, and it's not the best. I mean, I understand having disagreeing opinions about it, because however you were raised, it's understandable.
Right.
I think it crosses the line when it becomes to violent confrontation.
Right.
And that does happen more than it should.
Right. Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. And that's good to have that that aspect of the film that you guys are doing. You know, I've yet to sit down through a film to watch it, but like I said, I've never asked the question where I can catch these films, because then people have asked me through the year or the last couple of months, and you talked about that film, it sounded really good. Bro, I really don't know where you can find it.
YouTube.
I really don't. Yeah. I go look for it on YouTube, type in South Texas International Film Festival, see what pops up.
Yeah.
You know, see if they have it on their YouTube social media or their Facebook page or what so have you. But I mean, as far as this film, this is your first actual film done?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first film. We were actually surprised that it got selected because it was for a class.
It was.
Really? And our professor, Fenrik Moldovani.
There you go.
He saw the film and he was such a big motivator and supporter of it.
That's awesome.
He pushed.
That's good.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, and we're so grateful that he gave us the opportunity because we didn't expect any of the praise that we're getting. Because obviously the only praise I ever wanted was from my family and my friends, and they gave it to me. And
that's awesome.
Hearing it from strangers is both scary, but also very, very, like, it feels nice. You know, I don't want to get it to my head. You know?
Right. Now, the fact that this has already been released and it's already been done, is there anything in the future that might be a portion of a longer film?
Yeah. Someone got excited here.
We're gonna get the details on this one.
I definitely want to explore the same themes with more time to flesh it out.
Right.
And I have ideas for that too.
Okay.
You want me to give you the pitch?
Yeah.
It's about, and I've never heard it.
Here we go.
But it's gonna be
an exclusive. Let me zoom into this one right here.
Ready?
Hold on. There we go.
Are you ready? Hello and welcome to
Mortal Kombat.
But so the pitch is this: a brother gets a phone call, or he notices on his Instagram that there's a shooting at his baby brother's school. So he rushes all the way to the school, and the cops aren't going to go in there. You know what happened in Uvalde? They didn't.
Oh gosh! Yes.
So the brother takes it in his own hands, and he goes to find the shooter, and he finds out the shooter is his brother.
Holy moly!
Yeah.
Okay. I want first dibs on this film when it comes out. I want to see this. Yeah,
that's
I want to see this.
I also am flirting. You know, please let me know if you like the twist. There's another twist I wanted to add where, like, he says, "I thought we were doing this together," where he was going to shoot him.
Why?
But I don't like that. You know, there's too many twists at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is one that's interesting. That whole idea interests me because, like, it becomes personal when it's your brother, when your family member is during a school shooting. But it becomes more personal when it's
them.
Yeah,
because
that's not an aspect really talked about. No, like, how do the parents, the siblings of the shooters?
Right.
Because I have no sympathy for the shooters. I have sympathy for the families.
Right. I hear you. And I totally agree. And I'm gonna poke at that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Consider the fact. I mean, being the shooter itself, not me personally, but being a shooter herself. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, the background of the aspect of itself, you know, as far as him being the perpetrator doing that, the first thing, human feelings, reactions is automatically, you know, well, that guy better get what he deserves. Yeah, it's the first thing. And that's only human nature, and it's understandable. But at the same time, we also have to take consideration on the victims on top of that also. Mm-hmm. Now, when the shooter-wise itself, there are shooters or the perpetrator itself that come from a horrible background. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because, you know, the first thing, like I said, human reaction, you know, he deserves everything, he gets blah, blah, blah. But we don't know what their situation is, which doesn't I'm not saying you forgive them for what they did, because it's unforgivable.
Not at all.
But it's something that should be learned to prevent it happening again. We don't know whether it was something that happened in the school where school bullies did something to him. Mm-hmm. We don't know if something's going on at home. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's something personal in his life. We don't know if it's something physically, mentally wrong. Mm-hmm. It's such a touching subject, you know, it's a fresh wound. It happens a lot.
It was, there was a thing recently here in the Valley. A bunch of schools my brother didn't go to school this past Monday because there was like there might be a shooter.
Right.
And from what I know, it wasn't just a rumor. Some kid was going to be a part of it, but then he chickened out, and that's how everyone found out.
Wow.
So if he didn't chicken out, there would have been a shooting here in the Valley.
Right.
That's something that really inspired that idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about, you know, giving a understanding to the shooters. Mm-hmm. But I also think about this book by, I forget who was it. I think it might've been Al Gore or it was Bob Iger. Iger wrote this book about the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Right.
It's not the whole book, but he mentions it.
Right,
says that the shooter was initially going to do it at Disney World.
Wow.
But then when he found out the guns wouldn't happen there.
Right.
he went to Disney Springs, but then he found out that they were going to do background checks there. So the next thing he did was look up nightclubs, and then he shot up Pulse Nightclub.
Yeah.
And the thing that's crazy about that is they tried to put this narrative like, oh, he was also gay, so he hated himself. Or we as a people want, want a narrative to understand why people do what they do.
Right.
And sometimes the scariest answer is that they just do it.
Yeah.
And we're never safe.
Right, exactly.
Because there are always things to consider, mm-hmm. you know, but at the end of the day, like sometimes, and that's the most terrifying part, it's just because they can.
Right.
And we as a country, we as a country need to make sure that it can't happen.
I hear you. Know? No, it's true. It, all jokes aside, mm-hmm. it's true. It's something that, like I said before, it's a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. It can go either way, you know, and we will never try to, it's not that we'll never try to understand. It's going to be kind of hard to understand mm-hmm. because we're not mentally who they are. We don't know who they are. They don't know why they did this, you know, the trauma they've faced or what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. It sucks because, I mean, like I said, human reaction, like he gets what he deserves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you try to be the middle person and find sympathy for both.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's really hard.
Have you ever been in broadcast or mass communications in reporting?
Reporting? No, I have not. This is the closest I've done to media.
You said something that's very important in reporting is to stay unbiased. You know, reporting today, especially today, is so biased in left and right. And reporting, as someone who's in mass communications, you have to remain biased and hear both sides.
Exactly.
Because what's more important is you tell the story and everyone makes the opinion. You don't give the opinion.
Exactly.
And that's the problem today. There's just a lot of opinions. And going back to the film.
Right, yeah. Let's go back to the film.
We don't ever make it a big thing. Like when there is something that involves gun violence in my film, mm-hmm. but we never make it a big like stink of it. Like, oh, the gun violence happens every day.
Right.
It's more of a tool used to tell the story because it is such a common occurrence.
Okay.
And it's never done in a way to politicize any event because anything can be political, you know, that's just the truth of it. It's just how people perceive it. And when we did the film, one of the things I spoke with Johan about the most was I had like a crisis of faith in the film. I mm-hmm. was like, should I have him die with a gun? Should we even show the gun? You know,
it was going to be a water gun.
It was going to be a water gun at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, so we were discussing that. And I think, no, what's more important is the visceral reaction you get from seeing that happened, because the more we hide away, I think, because media tries, we're so desensitized to the point where people are trying to be more sensitive mm-hmm. when what they show. But I'm like, you need to have a visceral reaction to something, because film is a medium that you can find catharsis through.
Yes.
I feel like art, all art, right? Even this, right? Mm-hmm. This is art. This is an art form. This is mm-hmm. a media output.
Exactly.
All kinds of art is just us trying to answer the question of why we feel a certain way.
Right.
And art, like when COVID happened, my parents were watching freaking Quarantine or whatever. Like,
gosh,
they were watching,
man, that was...
They were watching Contagion. You know?
Oh, gosh.
Because, and you know why? Because those people survived at the end. And if we know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, we want to hear that story.
Exactly.
To give us hope.
Exactly.
And that's what art is all about. It's all awesome. About finding the answer.
Well said. It's well said. I know we had a – I knew you were reading the comment right
now. Yeah, I was like –
Right, yeah. I got Brandon Lopez here. Says, shout out to the homie Orpheus, always supporting the performing in the Walrus. Big shout out to the Chewy New Pocket. Thank you very much. and also, he's also putting out there something about Water Mania dropping on Halloween.
Yeah, well, Young Water, let's go.
Oh, man. Do I bring soap? I don't know. But yeah, man, that's awesome. You know, movies like that, I mean, they're not only a subject to that's kind of like people tiptoe around it, you know, but it's sometimes it's something that needs to be heard. Mm-hmm. And doing this film that you did, I have yet to see it. I am going to look for it. I am going to look for it. Yes. Now, unless they play it again tonight, then I'll go watch it. But, you know, the inside of it itself, it's something that you like, oh, man, this is happening. This is happening. Not you see it on TV. Oh, it's happening north of Texas. Oh, it's happening, you know, in Florida or Michigan or all these other states. Mm-hmm. We never believe. Well, never in my place. Yeah. Never in my town. Never in my city. It's happening. We just don't see it, or we choose to smoke screen it and look mm-hmm. away.
And on the topic of that, speaking of LGBTQ youth, we have, you know, two dudes kissing, you know, two boys kissing.
Yeah, gotcha.
And when we first screened it, you weren't there that night, but there was a kid that went, ew.
they said my name. I'm in the movie, guys. Yeah,
they thought two guys kissing. It's this man.
it's this guy right here. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, but he there was like, I think, you know, that's why we need to show it, because we need to normalize it. Right. And I want to ask you, you know, how do you feel about being in a film that not just showcases you being openly gay, but also, you know, giving you a narrative that's not the sad narrative, you know?
Did I just lose my podcast right now?
I mean, I love the representation. I also wanted to go back to not just LGBTQ, but also the gun violence part. Because when there was a gun being pointed at me, although it was fake, I felt like a real reaction to it, because I went to a high school where in 1 year or 1 to 2 years, there was 3 school shooting warnings.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was like my senior year.
That's nuts. That is nuts.
So yes, like I think it was really important to showcase LGBTQ, but like I did say earlier, there is so much more than just like those pressing issues in society.
Right. I hear you, man. But that's good. That's good to know. I can't wait to see the film, guys. Good luck to you on this nomination. Hopefully, we get good news. I'm pretty sure it'll be posted all over all over Facebook. And if it does, look us up on Facebook so we can tag it on our page so everybody can see that. Man, I really appreciate nothing but luck to you guys. You. Bless you guys for doing what you're doing and bringing awareness. A big time awareness on a lot of stuff that's hidden here in our beautiful backyard that sometimes we just don't want to talk about because we're afraid to talk about. But opening the eyes of oncomers to different aspects of stuff that's going on. And I appreciate you guys. Yeah, no problem. And ladies and gentlemen, that is, for the meanwhile, up. I know, Jerry, I know the light's killing the interview. Yeah, you can't see my beautiful face. I know. I'm making it work. But it's this guy over here on the other side that you need to keep it on. I know that sun's hitting him, but I'm about to get a curtain on that door, man.
That's wild. I look so pale. I promise there's melanin in here.
He's actually a vampire. Yeah. So, guys, we will see you in a couple of minutes.
Subscribe to this guy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, good luck to you. Continue, guys, doing what you're doing, man. I can't wait to see the film. As soon as it's available on YouTube, I'll jump on there. I'll even subscribe and like.
A Boy Named Peter,
guys. Yes. Look for it on YouTube in a couple of weeks. It's out there, man. All right, we'll be back in 2 shakes. We'll be – wait a minute. We almost left here. Every guest gets a Liquid Death.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, thank
Liquid
you.
Death. Every guest gets a Liquid Death. Liquid Whiff. You get to death with them. So, guys, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Nothing for but, us
yeah,
on this
no
podcast.
Problem, man. Blessings to you guys, and I hope we get good news on Saturday.
Me too. But hey, whoever wins, I'm grateful that I'm even among them.
There you go. That's all, man. That's what it's all about. Guys, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm going to run around and get some more guests. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Chew New Podcast, live at the South Texas International Film Festival. And we got a special guest with us here. I know it's taking a while, man, but everybody's busy. You know, there's paparazzi all over the place. No, I'm just joking. But tonight we have another guest, a filmmaker. Name is Alan.
Yes.
Alan, welcome to the True New Podcast, man.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, man. This is our third year being here. We're trying to make it an every year thing, if possible. We do get invited. So learning about upcoming filmmakers, actors, directors, the whole nine. Ah, don't worry about it. That's background noise, isn't it? Yeah. That's Hollywood, baby.
It's law.
I'm sorry, but Ballywood. I'm sorry, Ballywood, baby. But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, Alan. I mean, what brings you our way here?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Houston, but I've lived here in the Valley on and off for about 25 years now. Mm-hmm. And right after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I decided to get into filmmaking. Started off as photography, mm-hmm. and then one day it was a literal switch. I flipped the switch to video mode. And I was like, hey, you know, moving pictures are much more compelling.
They are.
I've often been told that I have a knack for storytelling. So
nice.
I decided to combine those two passions mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. and been doing it ever since.
That's awesome, man. So, I mean, now that I've seen you, I'm cheating on the cheat mode right now, guys, because I know I see filmmaker down there. I'm very like very loser to everything I see, man. It's a bad habit and a curse. But for the film festival this year, we were talking before off camera. You did have one available. Unfortunately, it wasn't for showing.
Yes. So the selection process is very rigorous.
Right, right, right.
And lots of people submit their films.
Right.
And the quality of films that they select has to be just the top tier.
Right, and, right, right, right.
That's not to knock on my own work.
Right, but, right, 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 right.
I feel like that's a great representation of what we have down here.
Right.
And, you know, it just kind of pushes you to make sure that you can do as best as you can do.
Right, 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 exactly. And,
I'm still happy that one of my short films did get screened.
Awesome,
and,
awesome.
We had a great audience reception with it, and unfortunately we didn't win any of the awards, which that's fine. I come to these things to win.
Right.
It's still literally a passion for me.
Yeah, no, I hear you, I hear you.
I love especially being behind the camera, directing, and most often I'm also doing cinematography too.
Awesome.
So I like to be very hands-on and interactive when I do
Awesome. I mean, even being a nominee on the ticket, I mean, that's got to feel good, man.
Yeah.
That's gotta feel really good to be at least a nominee on the darn ticket. Cause I mean, I've been here, like I said, been doing this for at least 3 years here with these guys. I've been doing podcasting for 5 years, and we've had a swinging door of a lot of talent walking through our studio. You know, a lot of actors, you know, filmmakers, directors, musicians, artists, you know, and a couple of actually made it on the screen, on TV, on film, you know, and it's seeing it grow more here in the RGV and filmmakers like yourself. I mean, moving from, you said Houston, correct?
Yes.
Moving down from H-Town, baby, down to the RGV where it should be. But I mean, it's a total different pace, total different scenery. I mean, there's always something going on in Houston. I mean, every bit and corner of that city, it's alive and running. Here is a little bit different. There's quiet sections, which a lot of people enjoy, but sometimes when you come into the city, there's a lot going on also.
Yeah.
Now, as far as like the movies is concerned, your genre of movies, I mean, what is it you do? Is it horror? Is it documentaries?
So I have focused on more storytelling types, like documentaries. Uh-huh, I've done two of those so far. Mm-hmm. One of them was about the Chavarria. The Chava dancers,
right, right.
Through a ranch here in outside of Mission,
Texas. Oh, really? Wow.
And then I did another one on the history of the Echo Hotel, which is still in post production
here in Edinburgh. Yes, so yes. Very famous hotel.
I'd say that my forte, because I write as well. So I co-wrote with my partner Abel, Abel Gonzalez.
Hey, good old Abel.
He was my co-writer, co-director on this project, and he's a great writer.
Right,
I wouldn't have been able to do the story without him.
Okay, all right.
And but I also write.
Okay.
So when I'm not also doing that, I like to I want to put my own whole story down in a film. I'm hoping to get one submitted for CineSoul in December. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I suppose it's gonna be a 20th year anniversary, if I'm mistaken. I just saw
that for a long time.
Yeah, I was walking around out there. I was like, hey man, when the heck, why haven't I been informed about this? I gotta soul search more, man. I gotta soul search more. But yeah, 20 years. Wow, that's quite a few. I mean, consider the fact this is the 10th year here.
Yeah.
But 20 years, I mean, anybody says Cine del Rey, the first thing that pops in my head is wrestling, because that's where I used to go and watch wrestling all the time. But I know back in the day, it was a theater. And now they're holding these festivals at the film festivals over there. That's something, a whole different genre. Do you feel it different here as far as this in particular one? To the actual Encina?
So they're both entirely different experiences, mm-hmm. and especially this one being the 10th anniversary here in Edinburgh, mm-hmm. with the South mm-hmm. Texas Film Festival, and this brand new building that we've got here. It's really lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's something else. But then you feel like the nostalgia. You mm-hmm. feel the soul.
Right.
When you go to Cine El Rey, mm-hmm. and for me, that was the first film festival that I went to, the first film race that I did.
Really?
And it was so much fun. It's so nerve-wracking. It's so stressful. No. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your soul. It will kill you, but it is the most rewarding thing that you will ever do.
I can only imagine. Kills you. I can only imagine. I've never directed anything. I've never been on film or anything, but I mean, doing that it seems stressful. Doing a podcast itself, it's a little stressful, but I mean, I have control of turning on and off the cameras, adjusting the audio the way I want. Being an actor or a film director or a writer, you know, you're giving life to your story, and you watch it from behind the camera. You're like, this is not what I want, you know,
exactly.
And it gets a little nerve wracking because you want it told right. You know, have there been episodes where you're just like, no, do it again.
Yes. Sometimes that happens. You generally, when you write a story, and you don't have, sometimes we make these short projects that don't have a complete script written out.
Right.
You know, you're working with actors that you know their ability to create a character or to come up with lines or to come up and help, help narrate the story
exactly.
in their character's way.
Right.
But then you let that go for too long, and then I've had to bring them back to kind of like, hey, this and this and this is a little too much. That's not necessarily what we were going for.
Pull back up,
I need you to just kind of stick with what we have.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because, you know, actors, they act, but then directors direct.
Yeah, so actors need direction.
Actors need direction. Okay, so listen to your directors.
Food for thought.
You can also feed your crew.
There you go. That's a must. That is a must. You got to keep a happy belly out there.
Yeah. Feed your crew. And for God's sakes, be nice to your crew.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do any of this without the people that agree to go along with you and help you through this.
Right.
And I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have learned everything that I have without any of the crew that has helped me in all the journeys that I've done. And to any of you that may be watching, thank you guys.
Now, when it comes for your story writing, storytelling, are these just thoughts? Are these past experiences or stuff that, you know, just, you know, boils in your mind and you say, hey, you know what, is this something I just need to jot down on paper or type out on my laptop or whatever?
Oh, that's a good one, because it's actually like an amalgamation of a little bit of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we tell stories, they're often drawn from our own experiences or the experiences of others. But then there's been a few instances where I had a story that I was like, it's not my story. It's not my experiences, but I know the feelings behind it.
Okay.
And if I can tell this story in the right way, then that feeling can be conveyed across.
Right.
And that's what you want.
Right.
It's not about making the best looking thing. It's not about using the best camera, 4K, 6K, 8K. Nobody gives a shit about your camera. Okay. Can you tell a story?
Story, yes.
Do you have characters?
Exactly.
Do those characters connect with you?
Right.
Are you getting in your story in a meaningful time, in the time that you have?
Right.
And that's often a big problem that some filmmakers fall short on is getting their story. They might have a very complex story or a good concept on paper, but then the execution falls short.
I got you. And that's when the frustration comes in after a while. Yeah, I hear you. And so, being this is your fourth or your third, you said?
This is my fourth year at South Texas.
Fourth year. Have you seen the I have, I mean, personally, but I mean, I like asking my guests here. I mean, have you seen the growth as far as like more filmmakers, more actors, more storytellers? As far, because I mean, I've walked in through last year I was in the lobby and I saw a couple of the posters outside of all the films that were being announced. I've been here today. My gosh, there's so many. There's so many. Have you seen the increase? Not only the increase, the more I hate to use competition, but as far as you know, the growth of it, I mean, it's gotten more competitive. I have to say, competitive.
Yeah, it has, and you know, which may have been factors in other things as well.
Right, right.
But yes, I've definitely seen the growth. Like you said, we have the posters right here along the wall.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's literally like doubled.
Yes,
from the previous year and the years before, and they created the whole young filmmakers categories just for that,
right?
And because there was a need for it, because we had younger filmmakers to do it. So all of you kids in high school or under 18, there's a whole category just for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear you. You know, it's becoming more and more accessible to any type of film that you want to produce down here,
right?
Which is the goal, and I guess you could look at it in a way of competition, but that competition is what's going to make you better.
Yeah.
Which is why we're here.
I got you.
Which is why I'm here.
Right.
Watching films and meeting these people, asking how they did things.
Yes,
commenting on certain shots.
Collaborating.
Character development. Collaborations.
Yeah.
Those are the things that grow us. And especially me as a filmmaker, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know how to do everything.
Right. No, I hear you.
I learn how to do things all the time, whether it be techniques or shots or character developments, anything.
Yeah.
And when you get closed off in that mindset is where you will actually see your work start to suffer because of it. Because like I said, my first two attempts, and I say attempts,
right,
at making a 24 and a 36 hour film dash.
I see those
fell apart.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
It's so much. And then in the allotted time that you have to do to write, shoot, edit, and submit a story.
Right.
And that amount of time is insanity.
It is.
And to do so with a story that's good, that can get all of your beats across the screen and conclude that story in a way that can connect with your audience is very rare.
Right.
And like I said, my first two attempts at doing that failed. I didn't even finish filming. The first one finished. We didn't finish filming. The story fell apart.
Right.
And the lighting was just awful. We didn't have good audio.
Right.
The second one was so bad that it had bad takes in it.
Mm-hmm.
It had bad audio.
Mm-hmm.
It had long shot. It was over time, and I just could not submit it. And, you know, but that ultimately is the greatest learning curve that you will get because it teaches you what you did wrong and what not to do.
Right.
Because I've learned more doing short films of what not to do.
Right.
The wrong ways that I did it. And I'm glad that I did those things. I'm glad that I made those mistakes early on.
Right.
Because that's what I learned as a foundation. And it gives me that flow that I know now that I know that I can effectively use my time to write in said time, storyboard, and then shoot as long as, you know, you don't hopefully have too many problems.
Right.
And then
Murphy's Law.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know.
Yeah, I got you.
And weather.
Oh my gosh. Weather. Yeah, that's a big predicament sometimes, man. It plays a lot.
And then probably one of the most overlooked Astus, and I don't say overlooked, but it's definitely come to light as to how difficult it really is. But
right.
editing,
right,
editing things together and doing that, and mm-hmm. and the way that you see in your mind to put it to screen, mm-hmm. So that everything finally comes together mm-hmm. is it's rewarding, but it's. Yeah, just a minute.
Those are the people downstairs telling what time is up.
So, yeah, editing is fun, but it's also one of those nerve-wracking experiences.
I hear you, man. I mean, now the films that you've done, is there a certain location where we can go and look for those? Is there like a YouTube channel, or is there somewhere we can find these movies?
So I do have a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. And I was actually filming out front earlier to get some content for my channel.
I'm putting
together a video for the release of my short film that mm-hmm. I did here, which mm-hmm. will be on my channel. My channel is called The Storytelling Dad.
Okay.
And you can check it out there. Cool. I've also got other videos from past work, and come like and subscribe.
There you go. That's good to know. And trying to get out there. I mean, like I said, our platform that we've been doing for 5 years, we tip our hats to all of you guys, man, that go out there, do films, do acting, storytelling, music, name it. I mean, even the small businesses that are out there trying to make a career out of that, that's what this platform is about. We've been going strong for 5, been here for 3 as far as the film festivals. It's a total different experience coming here and talking to people like yourself, you know, in this side of the field. Because, I mean, being a podcaster or whatsoever for the last 5, it's a different, like I said, the controlling situation. I can go off on however I want. And then going live, I mean, you go live, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, somebody come here and push me aside or knock over something. You're like, oh, well, we have technical difficulties. But, I mean, on film, it's like, all right, let's do it again. And then it has to start from scratch and do it the same scene over until it's right. So, I mean, toodles to you guys, man. It's amazing what you guys do. I don't think I would have the patience for it. Everybody that I've talked to today, man. I mean, yourself and the other two young gentlemen that were here, Augie that was here first. You can hear the patience in their voice, how calm they are. It's like, hey, man, I'm just gonna do my thing, and then I'm done. But when it's your time to do you, that's when. It kind of, it intensifies a little bit, you know, but I mean, all I can say is thank you for what you do, storytelling, movies that are coming out from the RGV, you know, showing people here in our community saying, hey man, we're not just mom and pop shops. We're not just working at a big company format. We also do our own stuff. We do our own movies. We do our own videos. We do our own music. And here. That's what it's, yeah, here. Yeah, born and raised here in the RGV myself. But, I mean, bringing that talent down from Houston, brought it down here. I mean, that's like sharing the love. And that's what's so awesome.
That's what I do.
And thank you so much for that. I mean, all power to you. Social media, so anybody that can go and reach out to you and find you anywhere on Facebook, Instagram.
Same channel, The Storytelling Dad. Come check me out on Facebook and YouTube. And hope to see you there. If anybody has any questions, you can message me directly on there.
There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming out.
Guys,
I appreciate you and keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
And you're going to make the ticket. Don't worry. You keep going, baby.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll be right back. We're going to take a little short break. It's almost that time to start packing up and head home. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. What's going on, guys? Sorry. Last video, ignore. I will delete it. I just got a word from my buddy right now that the volume was down. I am so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I guess you could say take 2 saying goodbye. No, like I was saying before in the first video, Edinburgh, Texas, hosting the South Texas International Film Festival for 10 years in a row. This is a great opportunity for young actors, directors, filmmakers to come out here and make some noise for the RGV or for yourself or whatever you, what career you want to go to as far as filmmaking. Damn, I can't believe I did the other. I poured my heart in the last feed, but oh well, I can do it again. So, but no, guys, all I want to say is thank you to everybody who watches the show. It's been a privilege to come out here to Edinburgh, Texas, and enjoy all the festivities out here. As you can hear the noise, people are coming in to clean up already. You know, pushing trash cans left and right, picking up all the stuff that was behind. But like I said before, it's a privilege to come out here to be able to interview all the great local celebrities here in the Valley. Got some film directors, got somebody that's been in with the company for 11 years already. It's only going to get better, guys. All I can say to you guys is that next year, 2025, 11 years with the South Texas International Film Festival, it'll be our fourth year here if we're invited back, hoping there'll be a category for podcasting next year. And I'm hoping they call me up to give a class. Would you go? Would you come to my class at the South Texas International Film Festival? I would love to teach that. Give me the opportunity. I'll take the keys and I'll drive that car, baby. Other than that, guys, thank you once again. Next week on Thursday, my little brother and I will be walking through Alfresco just to give you a quick tour, 30-minute tour, to see what it looks like. Shouldn't be that long of a podcast. It's just to submit some more media for you guys to stay flowing and consistent with our show. Hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. And guys, thank you so much once again for, you know, helping us out through the years and watching the show. All I can say is thank you, love you guys, and we will see you next week. Ladies, gators, peace. To hear chew and ew where magic's real with groovy tunes and fresh appeal. It's your time, come on, unwind, bring your story, let's all find.